London, Britain moved rapidly to consolidate both her alliances and defenses today under the shadow of ripening grain fields in Central Europe. The unspoken fear that the Rome-Berlin Axis will go into action when the harvests are in was seen by political observers in hurry-up moves by the Admiralty and the Foreign Office. The Admiralty announced that the summer program of the Navy would be moved up a whole month. Officers and men will be given their customary leaves in July. The fleet will sail for maneuvers in the danger spots of the North Sea in August instead of September. The Foreign Office was reported to be sending new instructions to Moscow tonight to speed closing of the Anglo-French-Soviet non-aggression front. Shanghai Wednesday, foreign observers were given a clearer picture of Japan's aims in China today by two significant developments. One was evidence of the Japanese Navy's intention to blockade the whole China coast by closing Fuzhou and Wenzhou, the last important ports remaining in Chinese government hands. The other was the entry of the Tokyo government into negotiations for settlement of the two-weeks-old blockade dispute with the British at Tientsin. The naval authorities confirmed reports of a coming attack on the two central China ports by warning all foreign consulates to withdraw their warships by noon Thursday. The British consulate promptly rejected the demand, saying that the warning would not release the Japanese from responsibility for any damage to British vessels. The British Consul General at Shanghai also informed the Japanese that British warships would be dispatched to Swatow to break the blockade of foreign shipping at the South China port. News that Tokyo and London would start negotiations soon on the Tientsin dispute was accompanied by a softening of the Japanese attitude toward British residents at the blockaded concessions. The Japanese commander at Tientsin, General Homma, announced that his sentries had been ordered not to force British citizens to undress for search at the barricades, a practice which had been bitterly protested by the British. However, the commander said that there would be no relaxation of restrictions on the Hai River, on which the concession depends for its food. A food shortage was still feared in the concession, although the Japanese allowed barges to unload after search. Said the Japanese commander, "The policy in Tientsin is dictated from Tokyo. I am a chessman carrying out orders."